Jesus with his disciples prior to his own crucifixion, he asked them to remember this death that he was going to die with an observance which we call the Lord's Supper. This is a fellowship that we enjoy together, or that we have together, in honor of the death of Christ. Now, I want to make this clear again, that we do not, with our human minds, have the capacity to really understand this sacrifice or understand how it's effective in our own spirits. But we don't have to understand it. And that's why we continue to remember that in this symbolic way. We understand symbols in life. We're not sophisticated enough to really understand more than that. So as we share these symbols together of the death of our Lord, we do so in the spirit that we are grateful for his death and his sacrifice, and we remember it. We don't want to ever forget that. But we need his spirit to make real to us what its meaning is. Now, as he passed the bread around at the table, he and his disciples merely had an informal sharing of a bit of the bread that was on the table already. They passed it around, and as they partook of it, they did so in remembrance of the broken body of Christ. He said, in remembrance of the body, my body that was broken for you. So the body of Christ was broken for us, not only in the literal crucifixion, but also throughout his lifetime, he was subject to the stresses and struggles of the flesh, and that was part of his breaking too. And as we partake of this element, we do so remembering that he lived on the earth, suffered for us, on the earth, as well as dying for us. Father, we ask you that as we fellowship here in partaking of this element, this earthly element which you have ordained as a symbol of your own sacrifice, we pray that the Spirit may make real to us the meaning of this moment. In Christ's name, amen.
That this drink in remembrance of me is offered to eat this flesh and drink this blood, you show the Lord's death until he comes. So this was a definite request on the part of Christ that we remember him in his death year after year, as long as we're on the earth. That once again, we don't understand the impact of the blood. People have discussions of its physical properties and so forth, but in the end, we have to trust that as we partake of this symbol, the Spirit of Christ will make it real in our hearts. Father, we ask you to take this element which we partake of here and bring forth through it by thy Spirit that which our spirits need of nourishment. That this is our only way of showing to you how much we value and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Pray in Christ's name. Amen.